Hey, this is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com. If you're looking for the signs, yes, I saw those signs. Okay, I'm not going to be slipping into any riffing on Ace of Base here, but I am definitely going to tell you about some of the signs that a man is attracted to you at work, right? I mean, you're standing there, you're making some flirty eye contact with that cute guy from marketing over a cup of Java. You're talking about the latest episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. It's right about now that you'd probably like to know what signs there are a man is interested in you and attracted to you, right? At work. Well, knowing if he's interested in you would at least help you figure out if you have a good chance with him. It's only natural to look for a sign of attraction because no one wants to put themselves out there and be embarrassed when, well, the guy isn't interested back. It shouldn't really matter, but it does, right? And with so many subtle body language signals that he could be giving you, you gotta know which signs to pay attention to. Now, these days, you also have to be aware of all the rules and limits about romance in the workplace. You don't want to invite his interest and then get in trouble over it later on. So before we cover the signs a man is attracted to you, well, let me tell you how to stay out of trouble with a few little rules up front that'll help you out, okay? Rule number one, remember, keep it secret. Seriously, you'll be really tempted to let all your girlfriends know about your little taboo coupling with this guy, you know, this little secrecy, if it develops, of course, but don't do it. Don't get into sharing that information. First of all, if it doesn't work out, you won't have risked your reputation or your job. Okay, that's one of the big risks of this particular situation of fraternizing in the workplace. Second, if there are other people who are more ambitious and less scrupulous, you could find yourself in a bit of a scandal. Take it from a guy who used to date in the workplace. You don't want the extra attention. Play it safe. I personally dated two women very seriously for several years, not at the same time, but from work, okay? And one of them was in an office where there were only four other people. It wasn't easy keeping that a secret, but we had to do it. And I think eventually they probably figured it out, but you know, that's okay by then. If your romance goes well, eventually one of you can either request a transfer or even leave the company. Though I won't kid you about how difficult that decision could be later on. Loose lips sink ships. Keep your romance where it belongs, between you and him only. Rule number two, take it slow. There's no rush here. If anything, you want to be extra cautious about moving forward. Yeah, I know, you want to get this thing from zero to husband in 60 days, just so you can reveal it to everybody and impress them with a man that you landed from work, right? But you have to be a lot more cautious about it, especially with all the complications that could come up if things go sour on you. Plus, you have to be aware that you can have a flirty attraction for someone for a long time before you finally go out on a date with somebody, which makes it easier to jump in faster with that person because now you have this huge romantic sexual charge that you've built up over time with them, right? You're ready to go and then suddenly somebody opens the gates and boom, go slow. Watch for the signs he's just not interested in you, but that he's a staple guy. All right, rule number three, never with the boss. Oh my gosh, I know this one should be common sense, but if there's one thing you should never do, it's date your boss. Or date somebody who works for you, a subordinate. In fact, it's best if you don't date anyone in your same department, even if they are a peer. And absolutely no workplace romance with a married man, okay? Don't do it. If he gets promoted or you get promoted, well, then you've got extra weirdness going on, right? If you were peers and then one of you gets promoted over the other one, ooh, weird. And let's get real here. How long do you think your coworkers will take to figure this out? And when your power dynamics enter into your romantic relationships, man, it'll cause more problems and complications. It doesn't create a level playing court for you to both develop a real solid relationship with each other. The truth is that this is one thing to avoid at all costs. No romance is worth messing with your livelihood. Rule number four is be cool. If things are good or bad between you while you're dating, be sure to never show this at work. Either way, this is a classic mistake that the kids in the workplace make all the time. But anyone over 30, and definitely anybody over 40, should never make the mistake of getting emotional in the workplace with or about your partner. All right? Keep in mind, first off, it's a sign of immaturity when you can't control your emotions. If management was on the fence about you dating this person, let's say they caught wind of it, but they're trying to evaluate, okay, if they're mature enough, we don't have to say anything. Well, guess what? They're going to change their mind super fast if you or him turn out to be the kind of person that can't control their feelings in the workplace or make things difficult for other people. They'll just put a kibosh on it right away. They'll just say, stop, now. This is why you also have to make sure you never date a guy who isn't also able to control himself emotionally. It could get really embarrassing later on for you both. So choose well. Clear sign number one. Here we go. Ready? We're going to go into the signs now of a guy that's attracted to you at work. Sign number one that he's attracted to you at work, he's locked on. When it comes to signals that a man is interested in you, nothing is as important as eye contact. Now, you may know this intuitively, but you might not remember why. You see, over hundreds and thousands of years of there being men and women on this planet, Mother Nature has made sure that guys developed a very keen eyesight. This is what we focus on. Men are really wired for visual input. We are hardwired to be really good at managing what we see and evaluating what we see. This is why guys put so much importance on the visual. But one thing men are exceptional at figuring out is if you're an attractive prospect for a mate, right? And when a guy sees a woman he thinks is a sexual contender, well, he's spellbound. Men are literally turned into complete robots when he sees a woman that makes him feel that, yeah, baby, that physical attraction that just knocks him back on his heels. What it does is it shuts down our usual bravado and it makes us men slaves to your beguiling beauty. If you notice that this guy can't take his eyes off you as he's talking to you, that's an obvious sign he's interested in you, especially if he's doing something that requires his attention at the same time, like clearing a printer jam or making some coffee. You get my point here, right? Sign number two, you've got his attention. He asks about non-work stuff. Now, this one's pretty simple, but it's often overlooked. When you're at work, the primary topic of conversation is, well, it's work. If he's curious about your life outside of work, well, that's a clear sign that he's thinking about you when you're not there with him. And he wants to be with you outside of work. It's how men start asking about you as a person to develop some rapport and connection. It's not subtle, but it does work. After all, if he keeps talking about work-related stuff like projects and meetings, he's never going to get that personal connection with you going. And if he's only going to talk about work with you, well, that's all he's going to be interested in. So you have another sign right there, right? If that's all he talks about, then that's all he's interested in. But when a guy starts wondering about your weekends and your free time and time you're not at work, that's a definite signal he's interested and looking for a better way to get together with you off the clock. Sign number three, he's interested. He's normally a shy guy. When a guy who is normally quiet and reserved starts flirting and talking with you, this is a really good sign that he's feeling attracted to you. A lot of guys get nervous around women, sure, but for a shy guy to actually chat up a female coworker, it takes a whole lot more motivation for him. And that should also tell you just how much he must be into you. If he's pretty awkward around you, that's also another indication that he's venturing outside of his comfort zone with you. When a guy doesn't want to mess it up with somebody, he often gets awkward and goofy in social situations. All kinds of weird, quirky behavior shows up in otherwise normal guys when they've got to do this, right? When they have to face up to being the guy to step up and make something happen with a woman. And awkward behavior is also, it's always a clear sign of interest and that you're on his mind. Sign number four, you're on his radar, enter the green dragon. One of the telltale signs of a guy being interested in you is when he gets jealous of other guys in your life. So if you casually mention a man's name, you'll sense maybe his interest changes in tone a little bit, right? He'll suddenly have this concerned edge. And that's a good thing, okay? He might seem like he's suddenly gotten serious, but he's also basically saying he wants that special spot in your heart, and now he's jealous of a guy that might have it. He might even ask you questions about this other guy in your life with a cautious tone, like, who's that guy, your boyfriend? Or, wait, you were hanging out with Jerry from accounting, the guy with the bad ties and the smelly cologne? Definitely a jealous thing. That's something even women do, right? Or he gets really quiet when you mention some guy that is not him. See, jealousy may not be attractive, but it sure is obvious when it shows up in the room with you. You'll get the clear sense that his mood and his interest has changed, and there might be an edge of defensiveness even in it. He might even sulk a little. Hey, nobody said guys weren't above some immature emotional reactions here, right? Deep inside, he's trying to plan a way into a long-term relationship with you, and he wants you as his partner in crime. All right, sign number five, he wants to be your best man. The nonverbals show up. When a guy starts having a sequence of nonverbal reactions to you, you can bet he's trying to contain his attraction for you. Now, some of the distinct nonverbal signs that you might encounter are blushing. That's an involuntary response of heightened social sensitivity. It's one of the best indications of a person's emotional interest. Making strong eye contact, we've already talked about that one. Exaggerated laughter and body gestures, sometimes bad jokes. Yeah, he's probably intimidated with you, and that only adds to this dynamic of awkward energy. Another nonverbal sign is leaning in and staying a little bit closer than a friend might, a little uncomfortably close maybe. Another nonverbal is preening, where he's straightening his clothes or his hair. He'll get sweaty. Yeah, some guys sweat profusely when they're around a woman they're attracted to. I had this guy I was coaching many years back. He was a real sweet guy. I remember him very clearly. He had to carry, and I'm not kidding about this, he had to carry a sponge with him to keep sopping up his sweaty palms, and as he would literally keep wiping his hands on his clothes and making them all wet. It was just crazy, and his neck would get wet too. And it would take him, you know, basically 2 hours of a date, and he'd be totally dehydrated from this kind of behavior. It does happen. Guys really do get physical like this. Fumbling is another nonverbal sign. Nervousness shows up as a certain amount of clumsiness, so watch out if there are hot liquids involved. And there's tons more signs like this, okay? But the most important thing is catching a few different ones that are all about at the same time. They're happening at the same time. This is what I call a flirt flood. It happens when a guy is overcome with his physical desire for you, and he subconsciously acts out to relieve the tension he's experiencing inside his body. Now, all guys go through this, but few women know what the situation's really all about. Sometimes these nonverbal signs might even contradict each other, which is what's so confusing if you don't know what to look for. Trust your gut. You'll get a distinct sense of emotional, sexual charge coming from him. And sign number 6, I'm going to leave that as the mystery signal for this week. If you want to get that one, go over to the article on the site. You'll see it at datingadviceguru.com. You can search, or it's probably up there on the front page if you're listening to this fresh off the press. Go check out the article on datingadviceguru.com. Sign number 7, he's looking to connect. He's looking for any excuse to talk to you. Now, another one of the obvious signs he's romantically interested in you is when a guy goes out of his way to get into conversations with you, to start talking with you. Another good sign is when he shows up to see you on a regular schedule. For instance, every day after lunch or first thing in the morning. Of course, this doesn't count places that you try to meet him in, right? But you get the idea. He's showing up wherever you happen to be. Sometimes you might even get confused because he's been up to this behavior for a while, but he still hasn't asked you out yet. And this is often the case in the workplace because A, he's concerned about appearances and the possibility of harassment charges. You know, he really wants to be really, really sure. And B, he's still working up his courage to bust a move. Guys need a lot of encouragement, a lot of reassurance that they are doing the right thing and that they're not going to get embarrassed. So if you're wondering if he's really attracted to you because he hasn't yet initiated something, don't be fooled. Plenty of guys are terrified of rejection, and they may not have acted out. They may not have done anything yet because they want to establish that your interest is ironclad before he takes a chance with you. Guys make excuses to talk by using questions, so watch out for when he asks a random question that seems strange, like he says, "Hey, you ever seen the show Bob's Burgers?" And you say, "No, I don't think so." And he says, "Yeah, right, just curious, just wondering." You get these little weird interludes with him that kind of point out the fact that he's just trying to start a conversation in some way. Sign number 8, he's got eyes for you. He helps you with your work. Guys are very drawn to help women that they have a personal interest in. It's the way he proves himself to you. Think of it like the fairy tales of old. The maiden or the princess would give her suitors a question to prove their desire for her. Now, if this knight went out and he slays a dragon for her, she's going to know he's got what it takes to protect her, and she's going to take that as a good sign, right? Well, the truth is that most guys will start assigning themselves a few tasks to prove their competence and strength. In the workplace, this means he will probably find a way to pitch in and help you out. He might volunteer to help you move your desk, or he might offer to help you with some research or some grunt work. If you politely refuse him, but he keeps coming back to you to offer this again and again, he's a stand-up guy, and he might actually be worth another look. Sign number 9, he's got the hots for you. Hey there, pumpkin. Well, if there's one thing that shows you he's got a lot of attraction for you, it's when a guy starts coming up with pet names for you in the workplace. Maybe this guy is in the information technology department. He comes over to fix a problem on your workstation. He finds a bunch of music from a 90s boy band on your computer, and now he's calling you Miss NSYNC or Backstreet Girl or something like that, just making fun and teasing. It can make your eyes roll after a while, but don't let it annoy you. Just realize that this is a man's way of finding a way to flirt. He does it with teasing. Okay, next sign that he is definitely interested, he's under your spell, he's got the deets. When a guy starts keeping track of the details about you, you can generally assume that he's paying attention to you because he's into you. Guys don't store away facts on everybody they meet unless, well, they've got a personal interest in them, and that would probably be why he's doing this. And you might find that he remembers important dates like your birthday. Don't worry, that memory will fade when he gets into a relationship with you. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, right? Or he's remembering things that are happening in your life, like he remembers that you were starting night school, or you're going on a vacation, or that you're picking up your new car this week. The point is that he's keeping track of you because you're important to him. And by keeping track of these things, he wants to prove that he'd be a good addition to your life. Another way he has the details on you is when he's the first person to spot a change about you, right? He might notice a new accessory or a bit of jewelry or even a piece of clothing. He'll point it out and you'll think, my, what sharp eyes you have, Mr. Wolf. Well, obviously the reason he spots these things so quickly is that he's mentally cataloging you. He's watching you, thinking about you, and remembering details. Now, don't get all weirded out that he's going to turn into some kind of stalker. That's actually very rare in the real world, meaning not Hollywood. We've all become fascinated with a person to the point where we catch ourselves going a little overboard and we got to pull back, or maybe a friend points out how weird we're getting and we realize we might be going a bit too far with our obsessive attention. But that's the power of obsession in a man's brain. It can drive him to want you and to chase you relentlessly until he can sweep you off your feet. In fact, there are actually things you can say that will trigger obsession in a man. This is something that scientists and psychologists and psychiatrists and all these mental health professionals are noticing now as they study the science of addiction and obsession when it comes to things like, well, I mean, just all kinds of things that we get addicted to, whether it's watching shows on Netflix or become obsessed with certain things that we collect, like that show Hoarders, all this. There's a psychological reason that we do these things. And there's something you can trigger in a man's mind to make him just as obsessed with you. If you want to learn what those things are, go on over to datingadviceguru.com/obsession. That's datingadviceguru.com/obsession. I'll show you exactly how to do just that. How to make a man obsessed with you using only your words. Hey, this is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com. And if you want to also get the other two signs I didn't cover in this particular podcast, there's two more signs. You can go get them at the article on datingadviceguru.com. And while you're there, get on my newsletter so you get all this good stuff. I got videos, I got all sorts of free, wonderful stuff to give you. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com. And as always, live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast, and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.